Hi, this is Dave Saunders, and you're about to listen to a special recording of a recent broadcast of the Sunday Night Wellness Call. After listening, you can find out more information by visiting www.glycobiohealth.com, where you can find my contact information if you'd like to contact me with any questions.
This call. My name is Dave Saunders, and I'm joining you from my home here just outside of Washington, D.C., with my co-host Susan Alexander, calling from her home out near Denver, Colorado. And we're here tonight to discuss a much misunderstood topic, and that topic is nutrition. And the reason that we're here joining you tonight, we've been on this Sunday Night Wellness Call for what will soon be 2 years. And the reason that we're here every night is to help you, to provide you with a resource, because we know that information about nutrition and its links to health is almost like a minefield. There's lots of info out there, and so much of it is just incredibly confusing. And so it's really hard for us to understand how to put all of this information together so that we can understand what it is that we're supposed to be doing for our bodies. Because I think we're all here tonight for the same reason. We want to improve our health, and we certainly know people, friends and loved ones, that probably need to hear this information as well, and we want to be able to help them too. But with all this information out there, it's so confusing to really understand what nutrition is and how we can use it to benefit our own lives. And so first, it might be helpful to explain that nutrition is actually the science of providing nourishment to the body to support normal, natural cellular function. Well, what is that normal, natural cellular function? Well, that function is that every single cell of your body has the ability to restore, protect, and defend itself from the effects of injury and disease if it has the right construction materials to carry out those jobs. Just like if you're going to build a house, I think Susan will probably get into that more on later, but if you're trying to build a house, you need lots of different parts. You can't just bring nothing but bricks. That might be like eating a protein-only diet. Those are not the only building blocks that your body is constructed out of. So it's important in nutrition to not only understand how to give our body what it does need, but then we also need to be aware that there are lots of things in our common diets today that are not so good for us. And by being aware that there are foods out there that are harmful, we can avoid them. Maybe not eliminate them altogether. I'll tell you, I know that maybe a Cinnabon isn't the greatest thing in the world for me. White flour is a demineralized food and has a lot of ill health effects. However, it tastes really good. And so once in a blue moon, I'm going to have a nice little cinnamon bun. It's the people who are eating these things on a daily basis that really need to understand that we need to focus on providing the body with better nutrition. And it is safe to say that everybody on this call tonight is either dealt with a chronic illness or has a friend or loved one who has. In the United States, over 90 million people are currently suffering from the effects of a chronic illness. And in spite of spending over $1.5 trillion a year, which is the highest spending per person in the World Health Organization ranks the United States only 37th in overall health. So clearly something is missing. And in fact, in recognition of this, both houses of U.S. Congress unanimously passed a law in 1994 called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act to encourage each and every one of us to seek out information on the clear links between good nutrition and good health. In fact, that very law begins with a statement that improving the health status of the United States citizens ranks at the top of the national priorities of the federal government. The second line of that law actually states that it has been scientifically proven that there are clearly established links between the ingestion of certain nutrients and the allayment of specific disease conditions. Now, when we talk about using supplementation to get these nutrients in our diet, we need to understand that supplements are intended to improve nutrition. Nutritional supplements are not intended to treat, cure, or mitigate any disease, but we do know that from science that if we give the body what it needs, the capacity for each and every cell in our body to restore, protect, and defend itself from the effects of injury and disease is truly remarkable. And that information is about how to properly nourish the body by providing it with what it needs every day. And so some of what we're going to talk about tonight involves these different kinds of nutrients, these different technologies and understanding on how the body uses nutrients to manage every normal function of our life and to restore, protect, and defend itself from the effects of injury and disease. One of these types of nutrients that we'll be discussing tonight are called glyconutrients. And we can find these glyconutrients listed in, for example, Harper's Biochemistry, which is one of the major textbooks used in medical schools. Chapter 56 of this respected medical book discusses the importance of glyconutrient sugars to human cells since it was updated in 1996. In Dr. Emil Mendoa's Sugars That Heal, you may remember he was a guest on this call about 2 months ago, he states in his book that even tiny amounts of these sugars or lack of them have a profound effect. In test after test conducted at leading institutes around the world, these saccharides have been shown to lower cholesterol, increase lean muscle mass, decrease body fat, accelerate wound healing, ease allergy symptoms, and allay autoimmune diseases such as arthritis, psoriasis, and diabetes. These are nutrients that are supposed to be in our food. And in fact, nutrients are supposed to come from our food. But because of a highly processed food supply and other biological factors, we're simply not getting enough of these nutrients from our diet alone. In fact, some of the foods that we eat are actually leaching essential nutrients from our body, which therefore gives us an even greater nutritional requirement. And if we have a body that is trying to perform above and beyond the call of duty, those cells will call for more nutrients than when those challenges are not present. So it is critical that the nutritional support we provide to our body is appropriate to our individual needs. And again, there are many types of nutrients too. Your cells need them all, provided together to make you who you are. Because you eat to provide your cells with nourishment. It's not just about calories. That nourishment is the collection of parts every cell in your body needs to function properly. You provide your cells with those parts, and those parts are assembled according to instructions in your DNA to create a variety of finished products. And that could include new cells, of which there are many kinds, antibodies to fight disease, neurotransmitters, which carry signals between nerves, and even hormones that regulate your body. And sadly, again, our food does not contain the nutrients it once had in abundance, so it is necessary to supplement a good diet with quality nutritional supplementation to ensure that our cells do not suffer from a parts deficiency. We should still strive to have a good diet from as many whole, unprocessed foods as possible, with supplementation being a means to supplement, not substitute, the benefits of a good diet. So tonight we'd like to introduce you to what nutrients are, and especially to understand a new class of nutrients known as glyconutrients. I mentioned a couple of areas where glyconutrients have been seen. Another one is MIT. We think of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology as nothing but computers and laser beams, but they have a research institute that actually studies these glyconutrients. And in fact, in their February 2003 issue of their Technology Review magazine, scientist James Paulson stated that the reason for the excitement around glycomics, which is what they describe the study of these glyconutrients, is that these sugars have a vital, although often overlooked, function in the body. In particular, sugars play a critical role in stabilizing and determining the function of proteins through a process called glycosylation. And if you don't have glycosylation, you don't have life. That's how important just these one type of nutrients are observed to be by some of the top research institutes in the world. We'd also like you to understand more about antioxidants and plant sterols. And these are also important categories of nutrients, and they're still kind of new kids on the block. And so with that, I'm happy to introduce my co-host. She is a tireless educator on the benefits of this new technology and in helping people understand the potential of the human body in healing and in maintaining optimal health. She graduated from Andrews University and began a nursing career to help people, like most medical professionals, to heal from injury and disease and to do her part to improve the quality of lives of those she could. And more recently, she has been continuing that mission by traveling the country to share the information and the hope this new science brought when someone shared it when she needed to hear about it. She's taken this message from coast to coast, driven by the passion she feels for helping others and the benefits she has already seen when people incorporate this new technology into their daily lives. And her message of hope and healing has already inspired so many, and I'm so happy and honored to be with here now that we're ringing in 2006 again with the first call of the year. And so with that, I'd like to introduce Susan Alexander. Susan, welcome.
Thank you very much. And thank you for wonderful introduction to the science of nutrition. You know, it's a fascinating thing. It doesn't have to be complicated to understand how to give our bodies what we need to give them. But the complicated part is handled by the cells. I like the way that Dave says, you know, our cells are already experts at dealing with the nutrients that we provide to the body. Tonight I'm going to give a brief overview of three groups of nutrients that he mentioned, three groups of nutrients most people don't know they're missing. And then I would like to spend the rest of the time answering some very common questions that people ask about glyconutrients and about how do we know we're getting enough and that sort of thing. So I'm going to get busy here and talk a little bit about the nutrients themselves. Glyconutrients, like Dave said, are a kind of sugar. Now, they're not table sugar. We're dealing with about 200 different kinds of sugar that are found in nature. When we're talking about glyconutrients, for the most part, we're talking about what are called long-chained monosaccharides, or more complicated simple sugars that if you remove any one part of them, they're no longer a sugar. But they're kind of a fancy sugar. And these are used in the body for very specific structure. They're not necessarily used for energy, which is what we normally think of sugar for. And we're not talking about the kinds of sugars that are the refined sweeteners that we find in the grocery store. Rather, these specific nutrients should be found in most every plant that we eat. Unfortunately, as was said in the introduction, due to a long list of different things that have changed in the way that we produce and take care of our food, that many of these are no longer found in adequate amounts in our food. Well, let's talk about one of the things that glyconutrients do. There are lots of different things they do in the body. But the one that seems to be of greatest interest here is the fact that glyconutrients are used by the cells to make little antenna on the outsides of the cells. Now, these antenna look like a simple tree, and the antenna is actually held into the cell membrane, which is what we used to call the cell wall. They're held there with most often a protein, and those particular combinations are called glycoproteins, protein and sugar together, or some of them are held in place by a fat anchor, and those are called glycolipids. And of the sugar part of that antenna, the part that actually does the communicating, there are eight different sugars that are arranged in various ways on the outside of those antennae. The inside is made of a basic foundation of a sugar called mannose. And then the other ones are put on the outside of that in different arrangements. And each different arrangement provides the ability for that antenna to send its special message. And different antenna, of course, then will send different messages depending on how the arrangements of those eight sugars are on the antenna. Now, the question that pops into our head then, well, what do cells have to talk about? Well, only all the functions that they have to do every day. This is how the different communications go on so that the cell can call for the nutrients it needs if it needs to build itself. Maybe it's just recently divided and it needs to continue to mature. Perhaps it's been damaged by some sort of an accident or radiation or some kind of a toxin that's inside of the body. Then it needs to be able to call for the nutrients to repair itself. Or what if this cell makes something? We have hormones, enzymes, neurotransmitters, cytokines, which are immune system compounds, and then we also have things like hair and fingernails, things that are produced by the body. And the building materials for the cells, the building materials for it to make or repair itself, are the nutrients that we take into our bodies. And the building materials for the things cells make are nutrients we take into our body. Nutrients are building materials. The only other building materials or the only other compounds used for chemical reactions in the body are air and water. And then we have all the different nutrients that our body needs for structure and for chemical reactions. So these very, very important building materials can be called for by the glyconutrient antenna, but that's just the beginning. The immune system functions largely by use of these little glyconutrient antenna on its cells. And as the cells are going around the body checking on things, they should ask the body cells, the structural cells, do you belong? Are you part of me? And that cell needs to be able to answer back, yes, I'm part of you. Because if whatever thing the cell, immune system cell runs into, if it asks, are you part of me, and it doesn't answer back, then it's going to be destroyed by the immune system. Another question the immune system asks is, are you okay? Because the immune system does have a role to play, an important role, in helping the cells to repair themselves. Another thing that the immune system can do with this glyconutrient antenna is to recognize germs and call for the proper response to those germs. Cells that go out and literally engulf and digest those germs. Antibodies that are made specifically for certain germs. And then the cytokines, like I mentioned before, that are compounds the body uses for different attacks that it may experience. Cytokines that people often have heard about are interferon, interleukin, and tumor necrosis factor. So those are very important parts of the immune system, all of which depend on glyconutrient communication in order to be able to happen properly. There are other things that the glyconutrients are necessary for. This is how the cells recognize toxins in their environment or inside of themselves, and also how they get them dumped out. We're going to talk a little bit about what that is, how it works, and how we can manage it. So that's really important because we live in a very toxic world. Not only do we have the toxins that come from our own metabolism, our own waste material, if we have an illness going on, then we have even more toxins, more waste products, and if, of course, we live in an environment at all in this world, we're going to be running into toxins to greater or lesser degree, and unfortunately, most of us to a fairly large degree. It's a real problem. Now, there's more stuff that the glyconutrient antenna are responsible for. This is how the sperm recognizes the egg as the egg. And so this is how we all showed up here. We have to have glyconutrients in order for conception to take place. Another very important thing is that these are the hormone receptors of the body. This is how the hormones communicate back and forth as well. they send messages to the antenna, and the antenna then receive or send messages back. And this is how the balance takes place with the hormones of the body. Hormones not only keep us going on a regular cycle, both men and women, by the way, there are about 80 different hormones or forms of hormones that our body needs in order to be able to function properly. It's very important that we have a good balance of the hormones, because they're responsible for managing when and how much different functions occur in the body, how fast metabolism happens, all the daily chemical reactions of life, and this is also how the body can respond to the many changes that we deal with from day to day. What did we eat? How much stress are we under? How much sleep did we get? How hard are we working? How cold or hot is it outside? And so forth. All these different important changes that are taking a place all throughout our day, the hormones have a very important responsibility in helping us to deal with those. We think about the situation where we run into an emergency, and that's an adrenal function to help our body know how to act during an emergency and so forth. So they're very, very important that we have enough of the glyconutrient antenna on our cells so they can receive the hormone instructions as to when and how much to, for the cell to do its job. A more recent research is showing some very important things. Stem cells have become a hot topic. And part of the reason is that the main research is looking at embryonic stem cells. Embryonic stem cells, when they are one day old, are unique in that they are only, the embryo is only made of stem cells at that point. The thing about stem cells is they can turn into any cell of the body, because an embryo, of course, is going to turn into all the different kinds of cells that the body has to have in order to function and how to be a live person. So it's very important that we understand this is the wild card cell of the body. But we aren't made without embryonic stem cells. In fact, we're made from them at the beginning, but as we then mature, we're no longer an embryo. We have all these different specialized cells. Then we start producing our own stem cells. And those are called adult stem cells, I guess different from baby stem cells. But anyway, embryonic stem cells. And these stem cells also have this tremendous ability to turn into any kind of cell the body needs. It's a fascinating ability, one of these tremendous things that this wonderful body we have can do. And so if there's brain damage, heart damage, kidney damage, skin damage, whatever kind of tissue in the body has been damaged, stem cells have the ability to turn into that kind of cell. Now, in the past, it was believed that stem cells were really not that important in humans because researchers were not finding that many of them. But we have found, research has been showing us, that people who are providing abundance of glyconutrients to their body so that the cells can call for stem cells and that they can communicate the production of them, that we can produce huge numbers of stem cells in our bodies. Now, that means that if there is a large amount of damage to one or another part of the body, those cells, those stem cells, can go rapidly to that area by the bloodstream transportation system and start replacing the damaged cells. Now, people usually have to just depend on, for the most part, cells dividing and maturing and dividing and maturing. Now, the body can sort of speed that process up, but for the most part, that is on a schedule. You can only mature just so fast, and you can only divide just so fast. And so the cells can work harder and produce more by division, but it's limited in how quickly and how much can happen. And there are often problems that occur along the way as the cells are produced by division. But when we have ability to make huge amounts of stem cells, then the healing process can be forced forward much more quickly, and things can happen that we didn't know could happen in the past when we provide enough of the nutrients the body needs to meet it to meet its requirements. So we have some mighty exciting things that have been discovered with the glyconutrient antenna. The thing about glyconutrients is that they are provided by a research and development company in a nutraceutical form. What does that mean? A nutraceutical is a pharmaceutical-grade nutritional supplement. And the glyconutrients can be, in that form, they can be absorbed very easily into the body, and they can go right to work, providing the glyconutrient antenna and the other jobs that they do in the body, like holding our cells together so we don't just fly apart into, you know, 600 trillion cells. Very important alternative way of thinking there. And so we have to be able to get these into the body in such a way that they are provided quickly in many cases, because we are dealing with a large number of people who are not getting enough of these in their diet. So let's go on and talk about the other two families of nutrients most people don't know they're missing. Now, again, by missing, I don't mean that they're totally absent, but rather that they are provided inadequately. We are deficient in these nutritional families for the most part. The second group are called plant sterols or phytosterols or phytogenins. They're different terms and different kind of different ways of looking at this whole subject. But there are nutritional compounds that are needed for our body in order to properly balance the hormone system or the endocrine system. This is very important because in countries where these compounds are provided in abundance in their food, there are groups of illness that are much less common in those areas. When we have provided an abundance of these plant sterols into our system, the body can take those and use it to balance the hormones. Now, we're not talking about providing hormones to the body. These are not glandular hormones. These are not hormone lookalikes. They are simply building material that the body needs in order to take care of the problem itself. And it is incredibly capable of doing that. It's amazing how often and how well the body is able to bring things into a good balance just given the building materials. It makes sense because all the building instructions, all the blueprints of the cells are right there in our own DNA. And in order for the cell to be able to repair itself, it has to check itself against that blueprint and needs to repair itself according to that blueprint. It needs to balance hormones according to that blueprint. So our cells are very capable of taking care of the problem as long as we give them the building material. So that's another very important group of nutrients we need to be sure we're providing abundantly. Third group of nutrients that most people don't know they're missing are called antioxidants. And a lot of people say, oh, I take antioxidants. I know all about that. Well, often we don't know what we think we know. And so there's a problem that we need to discuss regarding antioxidants. And this is true of any vitamin mineral supplement and true of any antioxidant formula. So we need to be looking carefully at these two things. Most of us know we're not getting enough vitamins and minerals. And most people know that they need to supplement vitamins and minerals. We're not going to be talking in as much detail about those tonight. But antioxidants, a special group of compounds, is one that a lot of people think they're getting enough of, and the same thing, I say, applies with vitamins and minerals. There are three very important things that research is showing is very critical for antioxidants to have a formula that's useful to the body. Three really important concepts. Number one, it must be a stabilized formula. Most of the samples that were studied from every possible brand they could find, every formula they could possibly find in the country, most of those formulas they discovered, by the time they get to our kitchen cabinet, only are providing a fraction of the original antioxidant power that they had when they left the facility where they were made. Now, that's because there are things in the environment that affect them. And we need to be sure they're stabilized naturally so that doesn't happen. If I am paying for a complete antioxidant requirement, I don't want to have to pay all that, and then when it gets to my house, I'm only getting part of it. And so it's very important, number one, that it is stabilized so that it doesn't break down or degenerate while it's in transit between production and my mouth. Another very important thing that can happen is many of the samples tested worked wonderfully in the test tube, but they never got to the cells of the body when they were swallowed. This is because they have to be transported in the liquid part of the blood called the serum. And they need to be carried that way to the cells because that is where they're needed. Well, if they don't get to the serum of the blood, we're paying money for something that is absolutely useless. We've got to remember that the quality of our supplement is extremely important. And I'm telling you about three qualities here of antioxidants that are very important to consider. The third thing that was discovered is this. When antioxidants are provided to the body, this is true also of vitamins and minerals, supplements, when they're provided to the body as an extract or as a synthetic, there's even a greater issue with synthetics, but as an extract, many times people say, oh, I'm getting a natural vitamin, and it is an extract. Okay, what happens in the body when these things are taken? They're very quickly absorbed. Sometimes they can reach into a toxic level quite easily. But after the body very quickly absorbs them, it also quickly dumps them. It used to be very disconcerting to me because I knew that my body needed an unusually large amount of B vitamins. And I was using up a lot of B vitamins. And so I knew that I needed to be sure I was getting enough of this as a supplement. But I would notice within 2 to 3 hours after taking my vitamin mineral supplement, I would have bright yellow vitamin B smelling urine. And I would talk to people who were supposed to be knowledgeable about this. And they said, oh, your body just throws off what it doesn't need. And I'm saying to myself, wait a second. My body needs large amounts of this. Why am I dumping it? It's not because I don't need it. Well, now we understand. Research is showing us that as an extract, vitamins and minerals tend to go in and out of the body very quickly, easy come, easy go kind of a thing. But when they are provided still in the plant material, in the food form, they make a natural low-release form of that particular compound. That is how the antioxidants can be provided slowly all through the day to the body. Same thing with vitamins and minerals. When we provide these compounds in the plant material, just the way food was originally intended to provide it, then we get this natural slow release all through the day. And so if we're taking our antioxidant formulas, our vitamin mineral supplementation at the beginning and the end of the day, then we're getting ourselves 24-hour coverage just as though we were eating these nutrients in our food. So this is a very important thing. So many times people think that they're getting a lot of antioxidants, but in reality, the formula they are using may very well be unstabilized, doesn't get into the serum of the blood, and is not still in the plant material so that it's being very quickly absorbed and dumped out of the system. We can't afford to do that in our toxic environment. So those are three groups of nutrients most of us don't know we're missing. Well, let's go on and look at some other things. People say, well, how do I know I am getting enough? Well, there's no way for me to be able to point at somebody and say, well, I know you need this much of this and that much of the other thing. Rather, our body is going to be the one to tell us. So let's start with some important basic nutritional principles, and then from there, look at how the body will respond to let us know that there's enough to do something important with. So here we go. Basic nutritional principles. Number one, we are what we eat. Now, I have alluded to that before. This nutrients that we get are the major building materials of the body and the major compounds that our body uses for the different chemical reactions that occur for life, that along with air and water. And so it's very important we provide all the parts. As David mentioned, to use my favorite illustration, is that if a cell is like a house, we can't just make it from one part. We can't just make a house from bricks, like you said, or just from glass, like windows, or just from roofing, or just from electrical components, or just from plumbing materials. We have to provide all of those building materials and for a house to function properly. And the same thing is true with our body. We need to provide all the parts in order for our body to function properly. There are macronutrients like proteins and carbohydrates. And by the way, carbohydrates have gotten a bad rap. These are absolutely essential to life that we get the proper nutrients. The problem that's happening is that we're getting refined carbohydrates, and that is when we get into problems. Another macronutrient, the larger nutrients, are fats. And we need to be sure we're getting the right fats, too. Fats have gotten a bad rap. Did you know that there are fats that help you lose weight? Ah, we need to do some research then. It's very important we get a balance of omega-3s and 6s and 9s in order to give the cells all the things that they need to function properly. But then there are micronutrients, nutrients needed in small amounts. And these are including vitamins and minerals. That's with the antioxidant family. That's with glyconutrients and phytogenins. It's very important. All these different nutrients we can list that are needed in tiny amounts many times or in smaller amounts and then we need the macronutrients, these are absolutely necessary for life. We simply cannot do without them. So we need to be providing our body all the parts. Now, some people ask, well, is it important that I be on some kind of a special diet? Well, if you consider your body special, then you need to give it a special diet of the best nutrients you can find. And those come in whole foods that are as close to nature as possible. The longer they have been off the plant, the less nutrition there is. The more refined they are, the less nutrition there is. The more that they have been heated, the less nutrition there is, and so forth. And so if we can, the closer we can get to nature, whole grains, beans, just high quality protein, the highest, if we can get organic material, food, if that's a possibility to us, then do what we can do there. And avoid the refined products. Oils, avoid highly refined and hydrogenated oils. All these different things that have been told to us all along. The thing is, many times we have tried recipes with these foods, and we have found that they perhaps are not just not the best tasting, but they're obnoxious. Well, let me tell you, there are wonderful recipes out there. The number of chefs who are making simple foods made out of these fresh fruits and vegetables and the whole grains and so forth, it is becoming a greater and greater number. And there are a lot of things that have been produced just in the last 5 years that are very simple recipes, help our bodies get the nutrients we need, and they're absolutely delicious. And there are many times you can find cooks, just, you know, homemakers, who have become very expert at making just wonderful, delicious dishes from these whole foods produced as close to nature as possible. So if you're special, give yourself that special diet of the food that we were originally intended to have. Now, the next principle that we need to talk about here for a moment is we need to fill our deficiency. So we are what we eat. We need to provide all the parts, and we need to give ourselves enough to make a difference. Now, let's go back to an illustration I've used before. We know that scurvy is a vitamin C deficiency, and it has a terrible problems that it causes in the body when we are not getting enough vitamin C, and people die from this. It used to be that it was a very common thing for sailors, for instance, to die from scurvy. And when it was discovered that using citrus would prevent scurvy, what was actually being discovered is vitamin C. Now, if I have somebody who is dying of scurvy, I can say, oh, I know what scurvy is. Scurvy is a vitamin C deficiency. Let me give you some vitamin C here. And I don't care if it's orange juice or broccoli or a supplement or whatever. If I give them just a tiny little bit and say, now, you don't have to worry. We figured out what the problem is, and this is what your body needs. So I'm going to give you this little bit today, and I'll be back next week. When I get back next week, most likely that person isn't going to be there. That person will have expired because I didn't fill their deficiency. You can laugh and say, well, you should know better than just give them a little bit of vitamin C. Well, then why do we just give our body a little bit of any other nutrient we're deficient in? It is very important principle of nutrition that we fill the deficiency, give the body enough to meet its needs. Okay, that's a good point. How do I know? Well, because the body will begin to respond. Now, that doesn't mean it's enough to fill the deficiency, but at least it's filling enough of a deficiency that it's able to start making some critical changes. And so what do those changes look like? What kinds of things can tell me that, yes, I am getting enough to at least make a difference? And now we know that because glyconutrients have no toxicity level, no side effects, and no bad mixture with any medicine or disease, that we can go ahead and provide not only enough to make something significant happen, but again and again, people report the more I take, the faster I get well. So let's take a look here. Things that the body does to show us that we have a difference. Well, the first thing that people expect to have happen is they begin to feel better. Well, that's what we expect. And this is what we've been by the medical paradigm in which we've been raised is that if you feel better, you are better. Well, that's not true necessarily. Just because we tweak symptoms with synthetic chemicals doesn't mean the body is able to repair the damage. But what we're looking at here is actual repair of damage, because the antenna are going to go on the cells. You're going to be able to say, hey, I'm damaged. I need these nutrients. Immune system, come and help me. And it's going to start rebuilding the immune system, and so that's working properly. It's going to get the hormone balance going back, and it's going to do all these different things that the body can do on its own given the right nutrients. And so, yes, we are definitely going to feel better because we are getting better. But there are other things that are just as important that may start to happen that may be a surprise to us. Not everyone experiences this, but I'm going to go over it because enough do experience it, that, and they don't know what's going on, and they don't know how to manage it, that they don't know what to think. So here's the second thing that often happens very close to the beginning of when we start providing the body the right nutrients. Doesn't matter if we're just eating a better diet, if we're providing supplements or what, these things can happen. And that is called cleansing. Our body has the ability, once the glyconutrients are there, to do deep cleaning. Otherwise, in the cell, between the cells, get rid of the toxins that are there. And they do that by dumping those toxins into the bloodstream. That's the transportation system of the body. That's how the nutrients get where they're going and that where they're needed, and that's how the toxins get dumped out. So they're going to dump those toxins into the bloodstream. They're going to be carried through our body on their way out, and while they're in our bloodstream, we may notice the symptoms of those toxins. Toxins are bad chemicals. They have bad effects on the body, and they can make us feel bad. Now, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing happening. To get rid of bad things is a good thing. And so we need to be thinking very carefully. Just because I'm feeling these strange things or I'm feeling kind of bad today doesn't mean that it's a bad thing happening. It's a whole different way of thinking. But people who have been working with nutrition for years understand this principle very well. Those toxins going out may make us feel yucky for a while. By that I mean kind of headachy, queasy stomach, muscle and joint aches, tired. That's probably the most common thing. People say, oh, I was starting to get better energy, and then I just started, you know, went down again. Well, hang in there. Another thing, some people get a low-grade fever. Some people will notice changes in their body as well as these things go out. Remember, these are damaging chemicals that are going out. So what kind of effects can they have on their way out? Well, many times they go out through the stool. We may notice a different difference in color, texture, and odor. We may notice as well that because these are very irritating chemicals, they can actually cause some diarrhea as they're going out. The body says, we're getting rid of these things, and we're getting rid of them now. And it says, we're so glad to get rid of it, and it's going to rush the process. Some of these chemicals are so irritating that they can actually cause burning or itching around the mucous membranes as it passes out of the body. And so be sure that if that happens to you, keep it clean and protected. Many people will use, the cleansing wipes because they're handy, and use some sort of an aloe vera gel for protection and soothing. And so that can be very helpful. Feminine drainage, same thing. You have more than usual. It can have a difference in color and texture and odor. And, again, it can be these chemicals, because they're so toxic, can have an irritating effect on the mucous membranes. Keep it clean and protected with your cleansing wipes. And, like I say, the aloe vera gel is one that's most popularly expressed to me as being helpful. These toxins can also go out through the bladder. Now, remember, the bladder is a holding tank for urine. And so as the urine is collecting inside of the bladder, it is irritating these chemicals, toxins that are being flushed out through the urine can be irritating to the bladder wall. And the bladder may say, hey, you know what, we're going to go now because I want to get rid of these things. They're irritating me. And so we may notice some urinary frequency. And again, we may notice change in color, change in odor, and amount that if the body is using to flush out. I have some friends who do massage therapy, and they recognize over and over again that after they have done a massage, that their clients have to go to the bathroom. And that's because through the massage process, many toxins are released into the bloodstream, and then they start going out through the bladder, and people have to sometimes even get up off the table and go to the bathroom because the body's in a big hurry to get rid of these toxins. And so they have people drink a large glass of water to help make up for what's being flushed out, just drink and drink to help their body get rid of these toxins. Well, the body can do the same thing with nutrients when it says, aha, now I can tell these nasty chemicals in here to go away. I can dump them and can go out through the urine as well. Two more areas where they can go out through the skin via the perspiration. And the perspiration may, again, have different color, different odor, and larger amounts than usual. And the thing is, they can be with our skin, is that it can cause itching. It can sometimes make sort of a rash or sometimes some hives or pimples, that kind of thing. Many different ways that the skin uses to get rid of toxins. It's important to remember, however, that toxins, when they're going out through the skin, can collect in our clothing or our bedding. And so be sure we bathe on a regular basis to wash our skin clean, because they can reabsorb the toxins right back to the skin. And also to change our clothing so we're not wearing the same clothes with those toxins in it, that it can reabsorb back into the skin. Now, people say, I'm not feeling well. I'm a sick person. Or even if you're just a busy person who feels very well, but you want to, you know, be sure you're providing the right nutrients and help your body stay healthy, then changing your bed every day, if you're cleansing at night and finding that these toxins are going into your bedding and you don't want to sleep in them the next night, here is a quick and easy way to take care of that problem. And that is, take a sheet, fold it lengthwise, slip it in the covers between where you usually sleep, and sleep between those two layers of sheet. So in the morning, all you have to do is slip that sheet out and throw that in the washing machine. And so this is a much easier way to take care of the problem of toxins collecting in the fabric of the sheet and then reabsorbing back through the skin. So there's no need to make a big deal of trying to change your bed every day. That can be exhausting. So what do we do? How can we manage this process? Well, we talked about the water before. It's very important that we provide pure water to the body in abundance. For years, we've been told 8 to 10 glasses a day, and in places where people are in a lot of heat or very dry areas, they need more. Of course, if you're exercising, working hard, you need more. And we just need to be sure we're providing our body with enough pure water to keep these toxins moving, to get them out of the system as well as possible. Another thing is that we have a lot of fat-soluble toxins in our body as well. And we're getting a lot of reports back that if we're providing enough omega-3 fatty acids to the body, and this can come in flaxseed oil. There are mixtures that have different kinds of oils. There are certain fish oils that are safe to take. We need to be sure that this third-party certified toxin-free. Do not feel comfortable with something that does not tell you or that just says it's been tested by a third party. If it doesn't tell you the results, be extremely suspicious that they didn't pass. Very important, third-party tested toxin-free. And so we have these omega-3 fatty acids. This helps the body to get rid of a host of fat-soluble toxins. Helps to, just like, you know, water helps water-soluble toxins. And so this is something else that is needed by every cell in the body to be able to function properly. They have a host of responsibilities in the body to help things to work better. A third thing that is important to think about with the toxins, how to manage it, and that is, if we are frail, if we have poor sight, if we work on tall buildings, building them, or on roofs, or any kind of a situation where we don't want to be hurrying frequently back and forth to the bathroom because it increases the chance of an accident, then we can temporarily decrease the amount of the glyconutrients we are using. That will slow down the cleansing process. But there's the same amount of junk in there that the body needs to get rid of, which means it's going to take longer. But we can slow it down to a manageable level for ourselves. Those who are able to continue through and get rid of the stuff as quickly as possible, that's a wonderful thing. For those who cannot, slow down the process and go through it more slowly. And like I say, many people never notice that their body is cleansing. Others may have some mild things. Rare occasions, we have people with some fairly heavy cleansing. And so keep in touch with people who are knowledgeable, who can just, you know, walk you through the process. The third thing that happens that helps people to know something important is happening in my body is something that is not expected at all by many people. There are many terms for it. The one I like to use is retracing. That's because I have a visual. As we get sicker and sicker, we often say, oh, I'm going downhill. Well, imagine now you start providing your body the right nutrients. It begins to reverse that process and start the body on the road to repair. Then it's like you turn around and you start retracing your steps going up that hill. Now, when you retrace your steps, you're going to pass the same rocks and trees and streams that you passed on the way down. That means we can re-experience symptoms from the past, symptoms from yesterday, symptoms from last year, symptoms from 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. I had people telling me that they re-experienced things that were an accident during their childhood, and now they're 75. And sometimes symptoms are milder, sometimes they're the same, sometimes they are stronger, but this is just for a short period. It's definitely manageable. And this is a sign that something very important is being done by your body at that point of injury. And many people say, whenever I begin to retrace, I get excited because I know that I'm soon going to see an improved function in that area. People who have had damage to their musculoskeletal system, their muscles, their tendons, their joints, their bones, and so forth, often are the ones who report back to me, I'm so glad you told me. My hands got so stiff and sore again, and I thought that I was done with that, and it came back. But then when it was over, I can do things with my fingers I couldn't do before. I had people who have gone back to playing guitar when they couldn't before. People who have gone back to playing the piano who had given up. And it's wonderful the way that the body works, but sometimes we don't know quite what to think. And this one is an easy one to manage as well. The opposite with the glyconutrients is what is being reported to us, is that, hey, if I need more building materials, and we're going back to these nutritional principles, if we've sped up the construction schedule in a certain part of the body, then, of course, we need more building materials. And so people take more of the glyconutrients, sometimes double, triple, quadruple, or more of the glyconutrients, and they find that it's providing materials for their body to go through this repair process much more quickly, and the symptoms start to dissipate, and they start to go away sooner, and then they notice an improvement in the function of that part of the body faster. And so this is an exciting thing. If we start to cleanse, if we start to retrace, it is a reason for celebration. This is something that we can be very happy about. Our body is taking care of something that's really, really important. Now, the last question is, how long will it take? I wish I knew. Because, number one, many of us have diseases we don't know we've got. Symptoms haven't shown up. Cancer, for instance, often takes 5 to 30 years from the time that the immune system first fails in its ability to recognize and destroy cancer cells until we have a symptom of that cancer that is growing, that symptom being a tumor. And so maybe the body's working on something we don't know we've got. We don't know how much damage is done. Sometimes I think there's just a little when there's a lot. Or vice versa, we think there's a lot when there's just a little. And so it's going to take a differing amount of time. Is my body working on just one or two things, or is it working on 22 things? Well, that's going to also affect how long it takes for my body to be able to repair what I am focused on. Remember, your body doesn't really care what you're focused on. Your body focuses on the most important priority, to keep you healthy and alive. Where you may be worried about your eyesight or your fungal fingernail, and your body may be focusing on a life-threatening condition you don't even know you've got yet. And so our bodies are truly wonderfully made. They are engineered for health. They know what they're doing. They've got the instructions right there inside of the DNA. But our job is to provide enough of the material that it needs to do that. Wow, I've covered a lot of territory tonight. We've talked about some really exciting things. And now you have a better idea, not only how your body works, but what you can do to improve your own nutrition. And most people tell me, wow, I've been thinking of so-and-so and so-and-so and this friend and that relative and this coworker and that person at church and so forth who needs to know about this. Well, you know what? Go back to the person who invited you on this call, and they should be able to help you with informational materials to help them learn about this. And also, it can be very helpful. You're welcome to have them join us on this call. Come together with them and listen next week, and let them hear how the body can do these wonderful things given the right nutrients. So I wish you all health. Have a great week. God bless you. Good night. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.